Outside of this tape, we were reminded of many things, including teachings to consider, ponder, reflect upon, and understand concerning our need to become as little children that we may enter the kingdom of heaven. Remember that humility is to know our place and to keep it willingly. Indeed, we need to become as little children, and we must acknowledge our absolute entire dependence upon God. With the help of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, I shall now try to at least make an attempt to explain more completely what prayers are most efficacious. Obviously, the Our Father is a very efficacious prayer. The most perfect prayer is taught by Jesus Christ. There is so much food for thought on the Our Father, and so many spiritual writers have shared with us their thoughts that we can spend, as you might say, the rest of our life pondering this beautiful prayer. Many spiritual authors have also written very important truths about the Hail Mary, another very efficacious and powerful prayer. When we come to praying shorter prayers that we can pray more frequently, we are reminded of authors such as St. Francis de Sales, who tells us that in some circumstances, short aspirations, sometimes called ejaculations, can take the place of longer prayers. If we make many aspirations every day, we should be living in the presence of God, which, as Father Faber reminds us, is more than half sanctity. Spiritual writers have also analyzed the question, which of the many ejaculations or aspirations we could pray will be the most efficacious? Some spiritual writers tell us that the early fathers of the desert came together to answer that very question. What would be the most powerful, important, and efficacious short prayer that could be prayed? They concluded that, O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me, was the best short prayer. That is probably one of the great reasons why Holy Mother Church begins the hours of the Divine Office, or most of them at least, with that prayer. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Not to be changing any of these efficacious prayers of the Church, but sometimes I find it personally very beneficial, helpful, and more intimate to change the last half of that ejaculation and pray, O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Or to pray it in a little different form, O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Or sometimes, again, in a little bit different form, such as the need you have to pray for your children, especially those who are wandering away from God. Also for those who are still in His friendship, but tempted to wander away. O God, come to her assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help her. O God, come to His assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help him. To pray for ourselves. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Simply praying that prayer over and over many times during the day is very important and very helpful to the salvation and sanctification of our souls and the souls of others. But never forget, the important thing is to pray that prayer and not simply to say that prayer. There is a vast difference between saying our prayers and praying our prayers. There are still in the world, as wicked as it is today, a good number of people who say prayers. That is, they pronounce the words of what normally is called prayers, such as the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the Creed, the Acts of Faith, Hope, Charity, and such prayers as, O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. But how often, how very often, those words that they say are not really prayers. Look up the word say in the dictionary. The one I have here gives this for definitions. 1. To utter aloud. 2. To express in words. 3. To state, declare. 4. To recite. 5. To allege. 6. To indicate, show. The clock said noon. 7. To estimate or suppose. Now look up the word pray. This is what I find. 1. To utter or address a prayer to a deity. 2. To make a fervent request for something. 3. To beseech, implore. Looking at these definitions, I think most of us, most of the time, just say the morning offering, grace before and after meals, the Angelus, the Rosary, the Stations, our Novenas and devotions, Mass prayers, Spiritual Communion prayers, and Acts of Faith, Hope, Charity, the Act of Contrition, and the other words we express, utter, aloud, and recite, which we mistakenly call prayers. Let each of us firmly resolve with an unyielding, strong, fixed will to always pray and not just say our prayers from this day on. To pray is to uplift the heart, the mind, the soul to God. It is to converse with God. If I was trying to converse with you, even at this time by means of this tape, just to be saying words or reading something from a book or a dictionary does not necessarily mean that I converse with you. If I come into your presence and all I do is start rattling things that make no sense to you or to me, I am not really conversing very effectively. And so it is when we try to converse with God. One prayer said with attention is of more value than many words said without attention. How efficacious is the prayer, O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Or said in the other forms, O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Who is this God whom we are asking to come to our assistance? Who are Jesus, Mary, Joseph? You are asking the members of the Holy Family to help yourself or to help others. If you will take time enough to reflect upon answering these last two questions, you will have made very great progress in spiritual sanctity. Stop and think about it. Yes, stop. Stop the recorder if need be, and think about who God is. Who are Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? What is their power? What is their means of intercession? Can they help me? Can they help others? Then you will pray to them. Then you will uplift your heart, mind, and soul to God. We should often recall to mind who God is and what the Catechism tells us. Then apply that knowledge to our minds. Let it sink in as deeply as possible that God is your Creator. That means you depend entirely upon God. God is all wise. Think about that for a moment. God is all wise. He knows everything. Nothing is hidden from God. God is all holy. Therefore, the least thing done in his sight that offends him is done against the infinite being who is all holy. Often meditate on the other attributes and perfections of God. But to continue with some thoughts about a few of God's perfections, God is all-wise and all-knowing. There is a neat Arab proverb which says, God sees a black ant on a black stone on a black night. So, what does that mean to you? It should mean a lot. You can meditate for hours on that one neat Arab proverb. God sees a black ant on a black stone on a black night. Enlarge upon it for a little while. That thought alone tells you very much about God. But if you enlarge upon it even a little bit, how much more will you grow in your love of God? Your confidence that He hears your prayers and your ability to persevere in petitioning Him in all that you need. God not only sees the black ant on the black stone on the black night, God also knows every minor detail, every possible thing about that black ant on the black stone on the black night. God knows exactly how long that ant has been on the black stone. God knows exactly how many moments that ant has been in existence. God knows exactly how many ancestors, parents, grandparents, and so on, in that ant's genealogy. Almighty God knows how many ancestors that ant has had before it came into existence. God knows exactly how much that ant weighs. God knows exactly how long its legs are, how big its body is, what it has eaten, how many pebbles, blades of grass, chips of wood that ant has gone over. God knows exactly how well that ant can see, how many heartbeats it has had in its body, what it is that makes it function. God knows exactly how much longer that ant will be on that black stone before it moves. And even when it starts walking around before it gets off that black stone. If it waits and does it after the black night is over or before, God knows exactly everything about that ant, where he will go, what he will do, how he will live, when he will die, what will happen to the remains of his little body. God knows, for example, that the black ant he now sees on the black stone on the black night will go off of there and go under another little pebble and spend the rest of the night. God knows where that black ant will be moving the next day on this earth, when some other creature of God, such as a little bird, will fall from the heavens and devour that black ant. Now, that might remind you again what Jesus Christ said. A sparrow does not fall from the heavens without your Father knowing it. The hair does not fall from your head without God knowing it. Does that then not increase immensely your love, your confidence, your trust in God, knowing how much He cares for you? He who knows all things about the black ant on the black stone on the black night can and will take care of each of us in the way that only God can do. God may know that little black ant will be crossing a sidewalk the next day or some day thereafter. In His all-loving, kind, and caring way, divine providence provided ages before, or at least years before, or at least days before, that those who made that sidewalk would cut a groove in it, an expansion joint. It just so happened that some human being was walking along, and he would have crushed that little black ant had not God provided that particular expansion joint to be cut in the sidewalk at the exact particular place. The little black ant happened to dip down in that crack in the sidewalk just when someone's big foot was about to crush him. Was it just by chance that all happened? No. No. No! Do you understand how lovingly God cares for every one of His creatures? If the lower animal kingdom and the plants and the inanimate objects has such care and dependence on God, how much more you and I? Oh, let us have confidence, trust, and love of God. There are many other hours of reflections and meditations that should lead to prayer that you can make from the simple fact that God sees a black ant on a black stone on a black night. Your knowledge that God knows that should lead you to the knowledge that God knows everything about you as well as everything about His creation. That nothing is hidden from the sight of God. If you could recall that simple fact to mind in the times when you are tempted, oh, what a strong, efficacious means that will be to overcome that temptation and persevere in the grace of God. Recall to mind that God knows what you are doing, how strong your temptation is, and that on the general judgment day, God is going to reveal everything we have done to the rest of mankind. Everyone will know all those sins we committed in secret when we thought we were by ourselves, when we forgot that we had an angel ever at our side. Oh yes, God knows. The day will come when we will know everything that not only we have done, but everything that all others since Adam and Eve have done also. A simple lesson from the black ant on the black stone on the black night. Many other thoughts, as I have said before, should come to you on that reflection alone. But let us go on to recall to mind some other things that will hopefully increase our desire to pray more efficaciously. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. When you are in distress, when you do not know what to do, when your loved ones are going on the wrong road toward hell, then pray with great confidence. Pray with great trust that God is going to answer your prayers. Pray with true, profound humility. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Help me to overcome this temptation. Help me to overcome this fatigue. Help me to persevere in fulfilling the duties of my state of life. Help me to know how to correct these grandchildren. Help me to know what to say to my own children. Help me to know what to do for my husband. Help me to live that no one will suffer any unnecessary annoyance, inconvenience, or pain because of anything I say or do or accomplish. That is the real simple way to examine your conscience at night. Go through the day from the time you awoke to the present moment and ask yourselves the three W's. Where was I at? Who was I with? What was I doing? That way you can review the day hour by hour. Say you got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. From 6 to 7, where was I at? Who was I with? What was I doing? That makes an easy way to recall the day. Then ask yourself, did anyone suffer an annoyance, a pain, or inconvenience because of me? Because of what I said? Because of what I did? Think of 7 to 8 o'clock and ask yourself the same. Where was I at? Who was I with? What was I doing? Did anyone suffer any unnecessary pain, annoyance, or inconvenience because of what I said, what I did? Go from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock and on through the day, repeating that examination of conscience. If you are earnest about it and faithful to that simple practice, you will soon eradicate your vices. You will soon practice true charity toward your neighbor, and that is the second of the great commandments. If you have that true charity toward your neighbor, then you will have a true charity and a perfect love of God. With practice, with perseverance, with patience, it can be done. So you ask yourself those three questions. Who was I with? Where was I at? What was I doing? Did anyone suffer any pain, annoyance, or inconvenience because of me? Here is a point that many overlook. Did the holy souls in purgatory suffer any pain because of me? In other words, did I neglect to pray, O God, come to their assistance, to those holy souls suffering in purgatory? Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help them. Did anyone suffer from me? Did my relations, did my family, my spouse, suffer any annoyance because I neglected to pray? O God, come to their assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help them. O God, come to our assistance to be a true family, imitating the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please teach us thy virtues, thy graces, thou didst exemplify to us. You pass on through the day examining your conscience. Did anyone suffer pain, annoyance, or inconvenience because of me? How about the many people who died this day, were judged, and went to hell? They are suffering now and will be suffering for eternity because I neglected to pray fervently. O God, come to their assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help them. Do I truly believe what Mary said? Many souls go to hell because there is no one to pray and sacrifice for them. Many souls will die this day, they will be judged, and a multitude of them will go to hell. One reason is because I did not pray as much as I could have and should have for their salvation. O God, come to their assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help them. Help us, poor sinners, to see what we are doing when we offend God. Help us to correspond with grace. Help us to overcome this temptation and all temptations. Help us to pray, to live in the presence of God, to be faithful to all grace given to us. O God, come to my assistance. I am weak spiritually. I am exhausted physically. I am losing my mind, worrying about what is going on in this world. O God, come to my assistance to pray these ejaculations, not only to say them. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Otherwise, I will be unfaithful to thee. I will crucify unto myself again the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, help me not to offend thee, not to crucify thee. Dear Mary, help me, please help me to practice a virtuous life as thou didst give the example, to love thy divine Son as thou didst teach me to love him. Holy Saint Joseph, grant me the grace to be a just man, to give justice to all. That is, to render to God that which is God's, to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Help us to practice all the virtues, a perfect love, a profound humility, a blind obedience. Jesus Christ told us, "You have not because you ask not." If you are lacking in these virtues, is it not because you have neglected to ask fervently in true prayer for them? Be honest in answering the question. Have you prayed more this month than you did last month? Have you formed the habit of praying these ejaculations more as each day goes by? Or at least as each week or month goes by? Have we not become more cold, more unfaithful to God than we have ever been before? In the act of total consecration, we promise to be more faithful to Thee than I have ever been before. That is, the total consecration to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Louis Marie de Montfort explains holy slavery in his book, True Devotion to Mary. We promise to be more faithful. But how many people are more faithful to God than they have ever been before? Think of the most fervent days of your spiritual life. Are you more fervent now? Have you reached the summit, climax, and spiritual peak in your way to heaven? Have we not, as with most people, climbed the mountain toward spiritual sanctity just a few steps? At least not very far. Maybe we have gone a long ways up that path toward the gate that is narrow, which leads to eternal life. But are we still up there? Have we not, through our neglect or carelessness or thoughtlessness, begun to slide back down again? Or maybe even to turn around and come back down very fast, allowing our spiritual life to be consumed by the wicked old world, the flesh, and the devil? O God, come to my assistance, especially when tempted against the holy virtues of purity and chastity. Most everyone has temptations against the sixth and ninth commandments, and many fail and are unfaithful to God simply because they do not pray fervently. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Help me to go to Calvary, to look upon Jesus crucified. O Mary, help me to stand there at the foot of the cross with Thee, to look upon Thy divine Son, Jesus, who died for love of me. Help me to go there in the presence of my most beloved Redeemer, that I do not crucify him by committing any sin. Many people have many temptations frequently throughout every day, it seems. Especially are they tempted against the holy virtue of chastity when they are trying to pray. If we will only go to Mount Calvary and be very, very reflective, call vividly to mind the Passion of Jesus, stand there with Mary as St. John did, and ask the holy angels and St. Joseph to recall that scene of the Passion of Jesus to mind when we are tempted. Satan loses, and we win a great victory, increase in grace, and eternal merit. We have conquered. We are victorious. We have won the battle. The more Satan tempts us, the more we should use those temptations to remind us that we have not been faithful to praying these ejaculations. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. In that sense, we should say, "Thank you, Satan. You reminded me of the necessity to pray. Yes, thank you, Satan, for now I have increased in grace when you wanted me to offend my God." Oh, yes, I could rattle on all night, it seems. speaking of this subject. But the practical thing is that you and I take more seriously than we have ever done before the need to practice this holy spiritual exercise. And it is exercise. It is holy, and it leads to a strong spiritual life. Simply pray thousands of times every 24-hour period. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. O God, come to her assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help her. O God, come to his assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help him. We need to pray more than anything that we can comprehend at this time. The persecution is just over the horizon, it seems. We are going to be challenged to stand up for God or to deny him. Pray now that you will pray then. Pray fervently and mean it and persevere. O God, come to our assistance. We are going to be tried. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us to know what to do and to do it, to remain faithful to grace and to increase every moment in virtue. So, how are we going to form the habit of praying? How should we take up this holy exercise? How can we persevere in doing this, which is so helpful towards obtaining a much higher degree of glory for eternity? The spiritual writers tell us many different things we can do to form pious habits and to take up, as we are speaking now, this habit of praying very often every day. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. When you first awake in the morning, pray a fervent morning offering. Before the morning gets very far along, before it gets very far along at all, make the resolution and renew it again at your morning meditation that this day you are going to pray. Then you set yourself some limit, maybe 15 times every hour. Begin at some number such as that, and then increase it as the days and the years go by. But to begin with, if you have not formed this habit, make the resolution to pray at least 15 times every hour. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Then, as I was trying to explain before, when you examine your conscience, you ask yourself, where was I at? Who was I with? What was I doing? From 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, and so on through the day. And did I pray 15 times every hour? O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. You realize that from 6 to 7, you did not persevere in keeping that resolution. So, what do? Just let it slide by and nothing else is done? That is the sure way to lose the spirit of prayer. Make a strong resolution and be faithful in keeping it. If you neglect to pray at least 15 times when you determined that you would, then when you did remember that you neglected it, make it up double. So, if you neglected to pray 15 times the first hour of the day, O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Pray it 30 times right then. If from 7 to 8 you were faithful and prayed 15 times, thank God for it. From 8 to 9, you again realized that you neglected to pray at least 15 times. Then pray at least 30 times right then when you remembered you neglected it. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Do you know what will happen if you are faithful to this one thing I have just tried to explain? If you are faithful in doing that one thing, keep that one resolution, you will soon form the habit of praying, and you will not neglect it. Do you now understand how strong you will be spiritually? How faithful you will be to the grace of God? What a high degree of glory you will have for eternity? By one simple resolution, to pray it twice if you forget it. It is not that difficult to pray those prayers every hour and make them up twice as many times if you forget. It is easy, but it takes perseverance. Do you now understand that soon not only your guardian angel, but even the devil himself will remind you to pray, O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. You say, that is shocking. Why would the devil remind me to pray? Well, maybe I am wrong, and I am not trying to teach you theology or anything against the teaching of the Catholic Church. It is just my opinion. But it seems that the devil would rather have you pray just 15 times, O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. Then he would to have you pray 30 times or more. O God, come to my assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help me. If you inflict that little penance, if you can call it a penance, to pray twice as many prayers, then you are going to form a pious, holy custom and habit. The devil certainly does not want that. He does not want you to form that habit, but only bad habits. So, for a while at least, he will not tempt you so strongly. You will probably then become slothful because you prayed just 15 times. After a while, you neglect to examine your conscience. Where was I at? Who was I with? What was I doing? Did I really concern myself today about the people on earth who are dying, who are suffering, who are going through mental, physical, and moral stress? Did I concern myself about the holy souls and all the other needs of the living and the dead? Soon the world, the flesh, and the devil will catch us off guard again. We are involved about the trivial things of life, as they are sometimes called. Seemingly important, nevertheless, are they as important as the spiritual things in life? So, those are some of the very simple things, but very important things to do to solve what you are speaking of as your problems. What can you do? I have just told you some things to do. At this time, your daily duty includes taking care of some grandchildren. Why not do all you can to help them form this pious habit? Is it taking away so much from your homeschooling project and the other duties of the day to stop once an hour to pray? Have you, your grandchildren, and all in the home prayed at least 15 times each hour? O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Remind one another. You have three or four or more people thinking of something that is very important. You should all be praying at least on the hour, every hour of the day. Surely one out of three or four or five or more can remember and remind the others to be spiritual for a few minutes. Take just a few minutes out of this hour of the day, at least these few minutes, and be very faithful in giving it back to God. Pray, not just say some words. You might ask, how am I going to count these 15 times? There are many ways of doing it. One is simply saying, O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Then say to yourself in a half loud tone or whatever, 1. Pray again. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. And say, 2. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. 3. And so on through until you have prayed as many as you have determined to pray for that hour of the day. Or else, another method, you could use the 15 decades of the Most Holy Rosary to count how many times you pray the ejaculations. Pray, O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Then say the Annunciation. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. The Visitation. And so on, with saying, the Nativity, Presentation, Finding in the Temple, etc. Or pray for the particular virtue that you normally pray for during that decade of the Rosary. For example, humility, charity, poverty, purity, wisdom, and so on. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us to increase in humility. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us to increase in charity towards our neighbor and love of God. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us to have the spirit of true poverty. Then you continue with the remaining mysteries of the Holy Rosary. But hopefully these examples have taught you a simple way to increase in a true love of God. When you have obtained the habit of praying faithfully, fervently, and devoutly at least 15 times every hour of the day, O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Then increase that number. Take it up to 20 or 25 or 30. Then you will understand how the saints formed the habit of praying over 1,000 times a day some certain pious, holy aspirations. That is how they did it. They started with a low number and built it up. We are all called to be saints, and that is the way to obtain a very high degree of sanctity. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Help us to apply the knowledge, the instructions, the information given on this tape. Help us to apply these simple means, which in the end become very efficacious means to solve all problems. For there is only one problem that we are concerned with, the salvation of souls. That is the simple, positive, absolutely infallible way to save your soul and the souls of many others, and to obtain a very high degree of glory for all of eternity. Pray, and I mean pray, from the depth of your heart, very often, every day. O God, come to our assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help us. Thank you for your kindness, patience, and charity in listening to this tape. I beseech you from the depth of my heart to pray fervently, frequently, piously, every day for the one God used as his instrument to record this for you, before and after his death. O God, come to his assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help him. And I shall pray for you and your loved ones. O God, come to their assistance. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, please make haste to help them. Amen. Deo gratias.